Now, come Monday, our sharp-eared regular listeners are sure to notice a change in our program right from the beginning in the form of a new news jingle. That's just one of a few new changes to Radio Prague's audio format. As of Monday, several of our programs will have new signature tunes, and the way we use other music and copyrighted sounds in our stories and features is going to be a bit different. Now, to tell you why change is in the air, I'm joined here in the studio by Radio Prague's editor-in-chief, Gerald Schubert. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So we've been using the same signature tunes for how long?
To be honest, I don't know. We changed it, I think it might have been about 4 or 5 years ago, but I'm not really sure now.
So in any case, a lot of listeners are surely feeling at home with the way our programs sound. So why are we making these changes right now?
Well, actually, I think from time to time you should do some changes in what we call sound design in order to stay alive. Changes are life, so I think it's normal to do that. But basically, there was now... a more important reason, it has something to do with copyright law. It's quite an interesting phenomenon that legislation always a little bit lags behind the technical development. So when laws were made concerning copyright, people didn't really think about the meaning of the internet in radio that time. That means that, for instance, if you have the copyright, if you can use jingles, because you kind of bought them, somebody composed them, so you are allowed to use them on air, you are allowed even to use them on the internet in streaming, even in live streaming, but actually if you don't really own the jingles, you can't use them for downloading or offer them for downloading, and this is actually the main reason
and
why we changed.
Quite a lot of podcasts.
We have downloads. Quite a lot of podcasts actually, and we have this main product, which is our 27 or 29 minutes news show a day. We'll be back for podcast again after the changes next Monday.
So in terms of not just jingles, but other music, we're not going to be using music in general in the same way as we did before, for example, to kind of like set a mood for certain topics. So can you give me like a brief description of what the rules are going to be?
Let me explain it in an example. For instance, the famous composer Gustav Mahler for some years lived in the town of Jihlava in the Czech Republic, in nowadays Czech Republic. And if you do a story about Gustav Mahler, you can use Gustav Mahler clips, Gustav Mahler audios, because you really talk about him. So you kind of, with the sounds, you illustrate the person of Gustav Mahler and how he was as a composer. If you do a story, a feature about... the English department, for instance, does it in the feature Spotlight. If you do a story about Jihlava, about the town, then it would be very nice to have Gustav Mahler illustration sounds for Jihlava as well. But you can't do that because you can do it for on air. You can broadcast that. You can offer that for live stream, but you can't offer that for podcast because law was not ready to take that into account. So actually, it is not in the regime of what we call ukázka, which is something in Czech like to show, to illustrate something
example.
By showing something. Example, exactly. Yeah. So that means that this is actually the main reason why we want to put back on the website the possibility to download the whole news show, and we can only do it if we accept these rules.
Well, copyright law in general is a hot issue in the internet age, and I fully expect we're going to have listeners writing in to say that we've erred on the side of caution and musicians and laws be damned. So what will we say to them?
Well, the other possibility is to cut out music and sound from the podcast, and this is not a very nice way to prepare service for our listeners. We think that the meaning of internet download and podcasting will increase and increase, and so we want to offer the most beautiful program, which doesn't conflict with the law, even in this channel, which is, I think, quite important in terms of developing into the future of radio. So we think this podcasting should be okay, and it should be beautiful, and it should be it should respect the law. So I think it should be a nice podcasting, another podcast where we cut out some music because it's not allowed to be there.
Okay, Gerald Schubert, Radio Prague's editor-in-chief. Thanks for joining.